If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. Discipline your thoughts. Uncover the origins of your thoughts, correct common thinking errors, and critically and logically assess your beliefs. Written by Stephen Schuster, narrated by Russell Newton. In-group bias can have significant negative consequences and quickly escalates to form horrible and lasting prejudices. Children may be bullied and be excluded from groups, causing them to feel depressed and alone. In the workplace, cliques can affect the way that people work together, and ultimately the productivity and efficiency of the business can suffer. In the absolute worst-case scenario, in-group bias can lead to life-threatening consequences between groups who view each other as enemies and engage in war. As a parent or a person in power, you can try to break in-group bias in children or young adults by shielding the identity of groups from each other. There are no groups. Everyone is human. That's the group. Do this with race, gender, religions, and other crucial social break lines. This is especially important at the thought generation stage, where in-group bias can influence the ideas generated. If someone grows up without the black-white group, gay, straight group, Christian, Muslim, atheist, Hindu, etc. distinctions, they are less likely to discriminate other people based on these characteristics. As an adult already conditioned to fall into this bias, you need to recognize that it is very difficult to overcome. Even if you try, it's unlikely you'll be able to eliminate it completely. The best thing you can do is to continue to question yourself. Am I acting because of the influence of in-group bias? Acknowledge that the pressure to conform can easily mislead people. Biases are nothing more and nothing less than a systematic disparity between our beliefs, the things we accept as true, and objective reality, what is actually true. Our brains make us susceptible to bias, and to minimize or overcome the impact of bias requires a great deal of presence, self-reflective ability, and open-mindedness. To avoid being biased, you need to be ready to recognize and admit when you are wrong. Biased people hardly ever admit if they are wrong. They may recognize it sometimes, but even then, they're not likely to admit it. This is likely due to their ego and hubris, rather than actually being objectively correct all the time. Be open-minded, humble, ready to be wrong, and be prepared to change your mind when needed. This has been Discipline Your Thoughts. Uncover the origins of your thoughts, correct common thinking errors, and critically and logically assess your beliefs. Written by Stephen Schuster. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Stephen Schuster. Production copyright by Stephen Schuster. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at Amazon.com with an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.